More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. I am Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Great to have you here. Tonight, we will talk about, of course, what's happening in Washington, D.C. We're still waiting to find out when the Republicans will be voting on the American Health Care Act. But let's begin with an analysis of what this could mean to us, to all of us. Roger Abramson with us, healthcare insurance expert at Ameriflex is the company. It's myameriflex.com. Roger, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
So the now in a, can you synopsize what the American Health Care Act is actually going to do to health insurance here?
Well, it's designed to, its supporters say it's designed to save money and then remove some of the more, shall I say, unpopular parts of the Affordable Care Act, or what people call Obamacare. And those would be the mandates, the individual mandates, get rid of those. The mandates on employers to provide health insurance gets rid of those. Mm-hmm. Cuts back on some of the Medicaid expansion that is very unpopular among many conservative Republicans and others, but preserves a lot of things that are probably politically popular. Certainly the prohibition on the pre-existing condition exclusion, it preserves that in a sort of a different sort of way, but that's something that's going to be very hard to get rid of from a political standpoint. And also the increase in dependent age to age 26. And it also sort of preserves some of the framework of the Affordable Care Act, which is why its critics from the right are saying, look, this is just sort of a watered-down version of the Affordable Care Act. We want to repeal and change it with, revamp it with something else. So where we are right now is Obamacare lives on.
Okay, so in your view, though, because we've seen some analysis that shows millions are going to lose health insurance under this new plan, do you agree with that analysis?
Well, there's two categories. There's the folks who might lose it because some of the cuts in the Medicaid expansion, but then there's the second category, which are folks the Congressional Budget Office says, look, because you'll take away those mandates, people will not have that incentive, the stick as opposed to the carrot, to get insurance, and so they will, quote, drop their coverage as well. That's a little questionable from some standpoints. It depends on how you look at it. At the end of the day, even with the Affordable Care Act having been in place for, roughly speaking, 7 years, as we've heard over and over, you still have 1 out of 10 Americans who, for whatever reason, have chosen not to be covered. And while there's an improvement, it does seem like the mandate itself doesn't seem to be increasing that. So there's arguments both ways on that.
Do you expect rates to actually come down under the new plan?
Well, under the current plan, as it is, that's hard to say. I mean, I don't want to punt on that, but I think under the plan as it's written, I think there's more optimism that rates will come down than I think is necessarily warranted. Something I think is really missing is the ability to increase the options available in terms of what kinds of plans you can get, perhaps so-called skinny plans or what we used to call mini meds, because some folks could just use that sort of coverage. And perhaps this idea, which is not a silver bullet, but is an idea to be able to purchase insurance across state lines, which we do know is something that President Trump has talked about numerous times, and you might see that come up.
Okay. In terms of the options of plans, are you saying the American Health Care Act does not include that ability for insurance companies to offer a variety of plans?
Well, in a lot of ways, it preserves what the Affordable Care Act did, its intention, where the Affordable Care Act said, look, a health insurance plan will not qualify as a health insurance plan under this law unless it provides this universe of benefits. And that's why you hear that phrase, essential health benefits. Well, essential health benefits under the rules are basically pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. We used to have plans called mini meds and other sorts of plans were catastrophic plans where folks, especially in their 20s, the generally healthy folks could get something, they pay for their own doctor and all that kind of stuff. But if something catastrophic happened, then, they would get that. Well, the Affordable Care Act got rid of those completely. This bill doesn't really increase the availability of those too much. And I think you'll see some when they revisit this, which I think they will, they may add those options there.
Talking to Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert, myameriflex.com. And are you going to be affected at Ameriflex by this change yourself?
We'll be affected by whatever happens with this legislation or the subsequent legislation or if the Affordable Care Act stays in place. You know, we've had to, with our customers and who are employers, had to grapple with how to deal with this and offering benefits. And, you know, we're watching it closely just like everyone else.
How are employers going to be impacted?
Well, that's what we're waiting to find out. If nothing passes, then most of the effect of Affordable Care Act on employers has already taken place, which is to say the mandate's there. They're getting fewer and fewer choices in a lot of places on what insurance plans they can offer. Mm-hmm. If it's replaced and they get more, then this is not going to pass unless the vast majority of employers sign on and say, yes, this is going to make our lives better. Yes, we can offer more options to our employees.
You're saying as of now?
And we can do so without the mandate.
As of now, it's not clear, though? Is that what you're saying?
Well, when I say it's not clear, I should say, because all we know right now is that the Affordable Care Act is still in place.
Okay.
So if and this bill it doesn't get enough votes to get through the House yet. Uh-huh. So either if and when it does, then that will be because the employers are saying, okay, that's going to be enough for us. And they're in the constituents. They'll talk to the representatives and say, yes, vote for it. I think this is going to go back to the drawing board. So when I say it's not clear, it's because I think we're waiting for now option two or plan B if there is one.
Are you then anticipating costs to come down for employers themselves?
That would be the hope. And that's what they need. And the Republican theory is if you offer more options, then costs will come down because there will be competition. And I don't know that they've quite been able to thread that needle yet, and that's what they're going to need to do.
I mean, does that rationale make sense to you?
It has merit. I'll put it that way. I'm a little bit of a the healthcare system in America. There are no silver bullets one way or the other. And I know people from the left have them, and people from the right have them, and people elsewhere have them. It is so complex, and I don't think you're going to have any healthcare system where everybody in the world, or in this case in America, is going to be 100% happy, no matter what they do.
How are your customers going to feel? The employers, if nothing happens, if we are left with the Affordable Care Act, how are they going to feel about that?
They will, depending on their general point of view, they will do what most employers do when the government does or doesn't do something they want. They will persevere and move on. Mm-hmm. That's what they'll have to do. It is what it is. It's just like minimum wage or anything else. I think, though, I will say this. We're still early in this process. I'm not going to really comment too much on how well this has been handled politically. That's hard to say. It looks kind of bad.
But it sounds like, you think it hasn't gone very well at this point.
It hasn't, but I also say this is the first step in the process. I this is just a bill that's in the House.
Yeah.
President Trump, has made basically his entire political career over the last 2 years of essentially sort of going to battle with Republican leaders. And in this case, I hate to say this. This is a theory. I don't know that it really bothers him too much that Paul Ryan has been held out to dry on this. That's just a theory I have. We'll see.
What's your thoughts, though, about conservative Republicans who say, look, this does not go far enough? Do you think we'd be better served to completely eliminate Obamacare as it stands and really reformat the system?
Well, the problem there is that's an easier thing to have done, say, 4 years ago, if Mitt Romney had won, for instance, because a lot of the Affordable Care Act had not taken place, had not been put in place. A lot of it had, but there were still things to do to be put in place. Now, 4 years later, when so much of it, everything but the tax on high cost coverage is pretty much now in place, you know, this is a tree, this is a seed that was planted, it's now grown. To take things out root and branch, it's not impossible, but you're now taking away things from people, and we all know how this works. When you take something away from somebody who you have given it to or entitled to, that's a very difficult thing to do politically, and that's where they are.
You're talking about the public. And the employers themselves, would they rather see that as an option, do you know, or do you think?
Employers generally, at the end of the day, they recognize that people in America, as part of our political culture or workplace culture, second only to salary, employees want to know, what are my benefits? Mm-hmm. And so and employers are basically going to offer benefits in some way. What they want, and for the most part, they want more options on how to do that. And I think that's where Republicans are going to go back to the table and say, look, we need to allow employers, especially smaller ones, to have more flexibility in their options. Maybe insurance plans that are, again, mini meds, skinny plans kind of thing. We may recall a few years ago when the ACA was going into effect, McDonald's and a few other fast food restaurants asked for waivers in terms of they were offering mini meds for their teenage employees. It was health coverage. And some people said, well, that's not, you know, expansive, wonderful health coverage. Well, these people were 22, 23 years old. They just wanted to make sure they had catastrophic coverage. And of course, they got wiped out.
Yeah. So. Roger Abramson, healthcare insurance expert. Find him at myameriflex.com. Roger Abramson here on 1320 WILS. Roger, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.